CSI Bugs. Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. You know, it's critical that insects found in cargo from other nations be identified quickly. That's when CSI Bugs gets to work. The USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
You've probably seen that show, CSI.
CSI uses a lot of molecular techniques, DNA, proteins, to identify crimes, suspects. We do the same sort of thing with insects.
That's Matt Lewis, a molecular biologist at the Agriculture Department's Systematic Entomology Lab in Beltsville, Maryland. And turns out that even experts cannot identify by sight every insect they see, especially if they are in the immature stages, such as larvae. Now let's shift scenes here.
Well, oftentimes at ports of entry, produce comes in from foreign countries that has an infestation of some kind. Before that commodity can come into the country, we have to determine who this species is. Is it a pest species? Is it something we already have in the States that wouldn't be a threat to our agricultural system?
A lot of pressure in this job, too. Huge, valuable cargoes could have to be fumigated or, worse, sent right back where they came from if the pests are on what is basically a no-fly list of things that we will not let into the U.S. Now, most important pests do have their DNA fingerprints taken, but Dr. Alma Solis, who runs the lab, says...
In my group, which has about 16,000 species in the world, I would say no more than 200 have been DNA fingerprinted.
So that's just a bit of the work being done by CSI Bugs, as they call themselves. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Well, a lot of concern here in the U.S. over invasive species of insects and plants from other countries. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.